PastramiNation.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Nolan, and I am with Pastrami Nation, the meat of pop culture. Welcome to another podcast. We're sorry for the delay in recent updates, but here we go. Got a lot to talk about. I am here with Jason.
Hi, everybody.
Jason. Hello. And Dim Sum Hottie.
What's up, guys?
So bear with us, but we got plenty to talk about. The big thing I want to talk about is this weekend coming up, Easter weekend, is WonderCon. So we have WonderCon not in Anaheim this year. It's in Los Angeles, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Easter weekend. So let's go ahead and talk about what we're excited about for this convention. Does anybody want to throw anything out?
I was just trying not to spit right now. Sorry.
Don't get too excited over there.
Well, we've covered WonderCon in the past, of course. We've been there back when it was in Anaheim. So this will be new, being in Los Angeles.
I think it's better.
And the LA Convention Center is actually my favorite venue.
And they've had some really great cons over there in LA.
I like the way that the rooms are spaced out. I like the different sections. I like that. I think that the capacity of people that they can hold is a very comfortable situation. It doesn't ever seem overcrowded to me, even though there is a massive amount of people. The LA Convention Center is my favorite venue of all.
And of course, we've seen conventions like E3, Kamikaze, the Anime Expo, all held over there in Los Angeles. And,
yes.
And you're right, they're well attended. These are huge events, and it never seems shoulder to shoulder.
Which is something that I'm very grateful for.
So this will be cool to go in there and see how it is. Of course, WonderCon is from Comic-Con International, same people that do the San Diego Comic-Con. They know what they're doing. Every WonderCon I've been to has been very well done. So this year, we're really excited again to go check it out.
And I'm assuming since there's going to be so much more space, that they're going to have a lot more stuff than they did last year.
I was checking out the special guest, and of course, I'm a comic book guy. So for me, it was all the big comic book writers and artists that are going to be there that really got me. You got Jim Lee.
That's a good one.
Jim Lee's
huge.
John Romita Jr. John Romita's a huge influential Spider-Man artist, and actually his dad was a Spider-Man artist before him. So, really great guy also to meet in person.
Woo!
John Romita Jr.
We're excited for John Romita. We're excited for Jim Lee. We're excited for a lot of these writers and artists. But, of course, it's going to be movie stars there, television stars there.
Movie Dickie stars. Beer.
Dickie Beers, did you say?
Is he going to be there?
He just might be.
Oh, my God.
I know that you really, really want to go meet him again.
I actually do.
But we got...
And how many times have you met him already?
That he knows of or that...
That you know of.
We have had encounters that he didn't know about. That's why I ask.
You've met him more times than he's met you.
Yeah.
Oh.
We should leave that one at
that. Well, was that time at Long Beach Comic Con, I kind of stalked his table but never actually went and talked to him.
I do remember that.
You couldn't build up the courage to go meet your hero yet.
No, I couldn't. Even though I'd already met him.
That's kind of like me with the cast of the Great Space Coaster, you know?
Don't forget the yummy food trucks.
Food trucks. Food trucks are always a huge hit. And LA's going to... They're going to be packed with them. So
grilled cheese
awesome.
Truck is the only thing I really care about.
The grilled cheese
I
lobster.
I like that one a lot, dude.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
He liked that
I
one a lot.
I look forward to that.
How much did you like it?
A lot.
So I know that we have cast members from, I don't know who watches Orphan Black, but Netflix's Orphan Black cast will be there. Some people from DC Legends of Tomorrow will be there.
Which ones?
I don't know. But I'm hoping Captain Cold and, the Atom, big ones like that. If it's just Stein, I don't know.
It's going to be the guy in the office.
It's going to be the old man part of Firestorm.
Nice.
Which, yeah. But, hey, that's a great show, so that'll be cool to see some of them. But cosplay is always huge, too.
Yes,
especially in
much.
Southern California. So it'll be exciting to see what we have this year. I follow quite a few different cosplayers on Instagram as Pastrami Nation, and I've seen the costumes they're working on, and I think we're going to be in for a treat.
Oh, awesome.
We should see some really, really cool
costumes.
You think
we'll get some cool mashups?
Oh, I hope so.
More Slave Elsas?
Yes. Well, last year's WonderCon, I think, for me, the best photo I took was of the slave Little Mermaid, Ariel.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome mashup. It was well done. And I saw these ladies, they actually did a whole Boba Fett mashup with the Disney princesses. So we might see something like that.
Thought the Snow White one was really cool that I saw.
Yeah. They did all of them.
I still don't
now.
Forget that one.
That was awesome, yes.
I thought it was, I don't
I'm
know.
Sure you won't.
And I'm not a big fan of that stuff.
Isn't that the mark of a good cosplay, though? You don't forget it, you know, because we've seen things that were like, oh, God, you know, and then we see things like the Wolverine Boba Fett.
Oh, Bubbo Fett, which he was calling himself.
Pretty great, right?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh,
it was pretty cool.
I believe we'll see him. He's been at the WonderCons, so I believe we'll be seeing him. So WonderCon, don't forget, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Easter weekend. Friday and Sunday are the only ones available to purchase right now. Saturday is sold out. All 3 days are sold out, so you can only get either Friday or Sunday.
Yeah.
So make sure you go check out www.comic-con.org. Click on WonderCon and check out the badges right there.
I was actually trying to... I don't know if they've updated their information on the WonderCon site. Some of the people that were going to be there doing autographs, I checked it like maybe a week ago, and it said that as the event gets closer, please check back. And that was just like a week ago.
We're like a week away. You think they'd have updated it already, right?
Yeah, actually.
Well, they have been updating like crazy. Like there will be a bunch of exclusives there. Image
right.
Comics will be having a really cool hardcover. Valiant's going to have a exclusive cover to their Archer and Armstrong #1.
Is anybody offering a Funko Pop exclusive of any sort?
Not that I've seen.
No.
Loot Crate has an exclusive con box for $40. I don't know what that'll contain, but last year there was somebody with a Pop exclusive.
So yes, there was. It was the Holographic Emperor, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. And it was through a third-party company. It wasn't through Funko. But it would be cool to see somebody of that.
The cast of the original Land of Lost will be there. All right.
No, really?
They were at something else last year, too.
WonderCon.
Will Chaka be there?
Lou Ferrigno, thank God.
Again?
Oh, yes.
That Soup Nazi. Hey, what? Man, wait, is this WonderCon
2015? Soup Nazi was there last time, too.
Sure you're not looking at WonderCon 2003?
Yeah, I was hoping Samuel Jackson or something, but maybe not.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyways, Lou Ferrigno will be there in the cast of Land of the Lost and probably a couple Power Rangers.
My life is complete.
I think it's safe to say a couple Power Rangers.
And for all
obviously
you ladies,
Dickie Beer's not good enough to be there.
Her universe is going to be there.
Perfect all by itself.
Oh, one of my gods.
There we go. Her universe.
Yeah, for all the ladies, her universe, one of my favorite places to get the cutest clothes ever.
Are going to be there?
Absolutely.
So see, there's plenty to go and see at WonderCon, so please go check it out. Los Angeles Convention Center, Easter weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sunday.
I know, I almost felt like doing that.
I felt like, oh, I have to do that.
If you go there and you find us, I'll give you a high five.
There yes. we go.
Free You'll what?
Official.
You're going to what?
I'll give you a high five.
That's a Pastrami Nation high five right there.
Yeah. Yes. Well, free high
that.
Fives.
That's well, usually not for free. So.
I'm sure everybody will be running to find you.
You got
to
find Jason R. Smith. He's right. Yeah. You'll see him. You'll know him. You're like, oh, my
God. He looks just like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. He'll be the dweeby guy with the Boba Fett backpack.
Oh.
Yeah. That narrows down the search to about 400.
Wow.
I find myself entertaining.
Poor guy. Man.
Anyways,
but
wow.
Speaking of Jason, let's jump to a game that I know both you and Adrian have had a lot of fun playing. Let's talk about The Division. Of course, usually what I do, I purchase a game and I try it for a little bit and I never have time to play it all the way. I've played a little bit, but I know you have played a lot of it, so I'd love to get your opinion.
It's awesome. no, it's honestly,
everything is awesome.
It's 100% awesome.
Yeah. If you played the beta, played the closed beta, the open beta, and then this game, there's just so much to it. It's kind of like, I guess what I tell people is it's kind of like a Gears of War to me with Call of Duty with something like Mass Effect where you've got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of things you can do, side quests, mission, stuff like that. There's going to be a ton of content for it. And I say Gears of War only because of the controller.
Because you stick to the walls.
The controls remind me a lot of Gears of War. Yeah. Like really with the cover and the blind fire and it just kind of reminded me of it in that way. Not as far as like storyline or characters or anything like that. Graphically, no. But just, you know, control wise. There's too much content almost. You could play that game forever. And I think it's going to really retain a lot of value as far as playability, like 6 months, 8 months, a year from now.
Well, for me, the game, it felt like Gears of War, but it also felt like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Where there was no actual jump, it was the more you run at it and you climb it. and Assassin's Creed with guns. But I from what I've played, I've really liked it. I've liked the mission choices you can do. There's so much to do when you go into that room and get your missions assigned. The customization could use a little work, of course, you know, making mm-hmm. your character look a little more. I picked the ugliest yeah. person I could find in there, and he looks pretty cool.
The ugliest.
I agree with you with the customization. As a girl that games, again, I hate to be, you know, complain about the same things all the time, but come on, you guys. I went to make my character, and she looks badass. Don't get me wrong, but the choices I have, they don't look feminine at all. I mean, it's really sad. You come out with this free roam game that has all of this amazing detail, and everything is interactive, and you can shoot at anything and pretty much interact with everything, stick to everything, whatever you want to do. But you guys couldn't give me some long hair or a nice ponytail or anything. I mean, really, the hairstyles are terrible. The faces, I mean, and I didn't want anything, you know, where I could customize the eyebrows and the nose and the eye depth and the lip. You know, I didn't want any of that. But if you were going to have a game that has generalized customization, at least give us a little bit more.
Right. And I got a very generic feel out of the customization yeah. part, even on the guy's part, you know, because, you know, I always create a guy and it just seemed real generic. The guy I picked, and I say he's, you know, a really ugly guy, but I picked him because at least he stood out. He was unique to, as compared to all these cookie cutter model types.
Yeah.
This guy's definitely not a model. He looks like straight out of GameStop. So
I wish they would implement straight more out of
Comic-Con.
The Comic-Con. I can't remember. I know there's games that have done it. I think one of them was actually like a golf game, but where you actually took your own picture, your own face, and we were able to put it on the character. I think that's still a cool idea.
Wasn't that Tiger Woods like
I think it was.
07 or something?
Yeah, it was.
what were you doing playing Tiger Woods?
Yeah, it was,
I don't want to do that. Game. You know, I don't want to put my face on it. They always come out distorted rather, and odd looking.
Well, yeah, but you can kind of tweak those too. But it as far as making the character build, yeah, it was pretty generic. And, you know, I thought with the full game release that it would be more. There'd be more details because even in the beta, it seemed really limited, but apparently that's just really all you had.
Well, I mean, honestly, like I said, I wish there was a few more things. I don't quite think that I wanted as much as you did for the simple fact that, you know, nobody's going to see it but me. And I'm not going to walk up to somebody and get in their grill and be like, hey, what up? You know what I mean? Like, let me see. How pointy is your nose? Right. I could care less. So, you know what I mean? Putting my face on it, I don't want to do that either. I just wish that there was a little bit more versatility as far as making a feminine character, because all of the hairstyles and the female characters were all very, I don't know, I want to say butchy kind of looking, and then that's fine, you know what I mean? But not every girl that plays video games wants to play with a girl that maybe doesn't look so much like a girl.
These are post-apocalyptic chicks.
So what? If I was post-apocalyptic, I pretty much make sure I keep all my makeup and my hair is still long.
Oh, yeah, sounds like too. A bad hair day.
I mean, my character looks cool, don't get me wrong, but I only had so much to work with.
Well, at least they put a lot, they obviously did put a lot of time into the game itself.
And I think that in the end, I'm happier to have a better game to play than customization. So this is just a very small thing that I, as far as I am personally complaining about.
Plus, from what I understand, too, there's going to be, along with some of the updates they're going to do with it, they're going to, I mean, maybe customization will come along, but I know they're going to also open it up to player-to-player trading also with items.
Not bad.
With people that, but only with people that are in your group. If you acquire the item while you're in the group with them, then you can trade it to them. But if I, like, play, I find something, and then you hop on later and get my group, I will not be able to get that item to you.
Oh, I see.
If you're playing with me, then, I mean, that's still kind of cool, like, well, for us, because we'll play together, but,
yeah,
you know, and there's going to be more updates and more expansion packs and more, I mean, we dove in and bought the whole gold edition, so right. I'm committed.
And as far as what Nolan was saying about the maps, you know, and looking at the quests, the missions, I'm actually very happy about the fact that I can go, if I don't feel like doing an entire mission, I can go do a few encounters. I can go do a few, you know, side missions, things like that. If I have more time, I can go in and do missions. If I only want to do missions for my medical wing, I can choose those. That's something that I find extremely appealing about this game. I mean, I like, you know, games that have a storyline and, you know, you do it in the order that they want, but having the freedom to do what I choose really has, I think, for me, stepped it up with this game. Now, mind you, I didn't play the beta. I wasn't interested in this game at all. You know, Jason played it, and I don't know. I guess I snubbed it. I didn't even watch him play. Everybody tried to get me to play, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not down. You know what I mean? I'm Tom Clancy. Yeah, okay, whatever. And I actually sat down and played it, and I'm hooked, line and sinker. It's a done deal for me.
That's what I was going to say next, actually, just real quick, is that the it's low commitment on the missions. If you literally only have, like, you know, half hour to play, you don't have to sit down with the preface of thinking, like, oh, I got to have the next 4 hours available because I got to get X, Y, Z done. You can just hop on, do a side mission or an encounter, something small scale, and be done.
Which, honestly, doesn't even give anybody an excuse not to play.
And that's actually why I've been able to play some of this game, you know, because I can just jump in, I can play a mission, I can go through it, I'm done. You know, I don't have to keep playing and keep doing that. So
what about you, Jason? Do you play it?
I haven't actually had a chance to play that game, you know.
Oh.
I've watched Nolan play it plenty of times.
Speaking of Division.
Yes. But it looks really awesome, the in-depth detail of it.
I do.
You know?
I like the detail, too.
And, you know, this game is a game that's been, well, we've been anticipating it for a long time.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, this has been pushed back and pushed back.
At least a year.
I reserved it, and they pushed it back a year.
Yeah. But you know what? I would rather a company push it back a year and get all the fine details done in the fine tuning, because too many times they are too antsy to release a game because the expectations and whatever not, and everybody wants it, and then we get it and everybody hates it. If the only thing we're complaining about is customization issues, I think you guys have done a great job with this game. So if you need to push it back a year, by all means, companies, push it back a year. Give me a game that I don't have a lot of complaints about.
Yeah.
Case in point, Street Fighter V, a game that I felt like should have been pushed back because we got a very incomplete game, you know, and I'm not a big PS4 guy. I have a PS4. And I picked up the game because it's Street Fighter, right? You know, it's a fighting game. It's awesome. Well, it's not even a complete game. There's no story mode. There's no arcade mode. And it's you're waiting on characters for at least a year, year and a half. And you're paid $60 for this game instead of like Killer Instinct, where we only paid $20.
Well,
and you could try it for free, actually.
Yeah, I downloaded it for free.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted to add those characters,
I bought
a
couple of characters. I have like $12 invested in that game.
Right.
So
it's very much the opposite of how the Division took the time to complete the game, as to where, you know, something like Street Fighter pushed it out, and it has a lot of people pissed off.
Probably going to be one of the best games this year.
And you've actually, Jason, played more than I have. What do you think about the storyline?
For the Division? I'm sorry, I got lost.
Yep.
Or Street Fighter V. I'm just kidding.
Because I'm not very far in it, so.
I think it's anything that's post-apocalyptic with events that could actually happen that aren't out of, you know, I like it.
This is a fan of Mad Max, so heck yeah, post-apocalyptic. Yeah,
and that's all you have to say about the storyline, since you're the furthest game than any of us. That's all. That's it?
Well, if you watch just the opening cutscene where they literally take like real snippets of news cast and kind of throw that together, the home front did the same thing when it came out.
Oh yeah, see, I didn't watch that.
And it's like oh my god.
Let me tell you why
this could totally happen.
I had no intention of playing this game. When they asked me to play it, I got on with the preface of thinking that I was not going to like it, so I didn't pay any attention. It was a fluke that I enjoy it.
Oh, the opening scene is pretty great. That's for sure.
Yeah, like
guess I better watch.
Real
it.
Events.
You have to,
because when they can copy and paste real events that happen and tie it into this fictional story, it makes it real. It's like, wow, this could happen.
Starts to blend reality. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. So I like it. I didn't mean that the characters, I don't know. It's hard to really, like, I guess I won't say fall in love, cause that's kind of weird, but with characters like Gears of War, we fell in love with those characters.
We fell in love with Marcus Fenix.
We didn't fall in love with the characters. We fell in love with their story.
Well, whatever it is.
You fell in love with it.
Yeah.
You fell in love with Coltrane, don't
so,
worry.
Woo! Coltrane.
So, yeah, but with this, not so much. But it's, I think the story's good because it could actually happen.
So it could. Make sure you go check out Tom Clancy's The Division. And remember, when the new content comes out, it's going to hit the Xbox first. So, what's
another reason that we have Xbox?
we were thinking of things that were post-apocalyptic and things that were good and things that were bad, and then I couldn't help but to think about 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, we did
that
see
we went
that.
And saw.
Oh,
did you?
That?
Oh, how
we
was
did.
It?
Okay, let me talk first here.
You cover the first hour and a half. I'll cover the last 15 minutes of the movie.
That's not fair.
Go ahead.
So I was not, I didn't pay any attention that this was supposed to be a sequel to Cloverfield. From what I understand, if you're a Cloverfield fan, you're going to be a little disappointed by 10 Cloverfield Lane. The storyline for somebody that has not, you know, is not a Cloverfield fan, has not seen Cloverfield, you know what I mean, was great. I really enjoyed it. I am going to tell you right now, I give mad props to John Goodman. He was so good. So good. And I think a lot of the times with that particular actor, people take for granted because he played Dan Connor for so many years, you know, on Roseanne. He was amazing in this movie. Just, oh gosh, I cannot sing this man's praises enough. He impressed me. Really, really liked it. It kept me, you know, on the edge of my seat trying to figure out what was going on, what was going to happen. And then we are going to pan over to Jason.
And then the last 15 minutes of the movie came and it was a bit disappointing. And it was like I was watching an ending
to a different movie.
To a different movie.
Yes.
That I hadn't been watching for the last hour and a half.
Yes. Oh, I thought boy. That way too. And I guess the last 15 minutes is the only thing that really ties it in to Cloverfield.
And I heard that was added after.
That totally really? Makes sense. Oh,
they could have totally not done
because
that.
Yeah, it, definitely. Yeah, something else could have happened because at the last 15 minutes, I remember when it started, I elbowed Jason. I was like, what just happened? I didn't understand. Yeah. I was so confused.
But it did keep us entertained like pretty much the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, and it was good and it was suspenseful and it was like,
oh, absolutely.
What is going to happen? What is going on?
Yes.
They really like, it really toys with you and forth.
And for people that watch movies and like Jason here, who dissects everything he sees because he wants to solve whatever it is. He wants to figure it out.
I try to figure out the ending before we get there.
He could not figure it out. And no matter how good you are, you're not going to figure this out because the last 15 minutes don't belong.
Well,
oh boy.
Well, I think that only held true with us because not knowing that it had to do with the actual Clover. Okay, I've never seen Cloverfield.
Oh, I didn't know that. Me neither.
So I haven't seen that. And not knowing that, you know, I read something that it was saying, you know, this isn't a sequel, it's more of like a spinoff, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
While this is happening somewhere else.
Right.
So, if I had known that and I had seen Cloverfield, I might have been able to deduct what was the end result of the movie. But since I didn't know that, it was a complete surprise at the end.
But it did. I really liked it. It kept us on our toes. At one point, we're like, yes. Oh, this person's doing this. And then it's like, 5 minutes later, oh, well, that's not what's happening.
John Goodman was the bomb in it, dude.
Oh, he made that movie.
Yeah, he did.
He made it.
I never thought I'd say that about John Goodman.
I'm telling you, I think he's one of those underrated actors. I really do.
He was great in Arachnophobia, though.
I was about to say that, too. I loved him as the Exterminator.
How long ago was that? When have we seen, you know, what's the last, you know, good movie we've seen from him? Arachnophobia? That was a long time ago.
Another War, though.
Replace the bad wood with the good wood.
That was maybe. Yeah. I love that movie. So.
I mean, he made that movie. If he wasn't in it and it was somebody else, I'm going to have to say that
if
it was
like Justin Bieber.
If it was like John Leguizamo or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, whoever cast John Goodman for this role, and when John Goodman read this script and he accepted it, that was I don't even know. It had to be. And it was amazing.
Hashtag Goodman was good.
Goodman was great.
I would go see it in a theater if you had a coupon. Otherwise, I think
you
can wait. Otherwise, I think you can wait.
I can wait till the red box.
It's not quite worth the full movie price.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't pay the full movie price for it, unfortunately.
But I don't. I'm not punching myself in the face because I did it.
Because we had a coupon. I Grouponed it, so you know.
It softened the...
Very nice.
Softened the blow a little bit.
So to me, it sounds like it was a good movie.
It's worth watching. I wouldn't say don't watch it.
I wouldn't say that either. I guess I give it one thumb up out of two thumbs up.
I guess I only have two thumbs up.
I'm giving it a three-quarter thumb up.
So we could have given it four thumbs up.
And you gave it one out of four.
Well, and that one goes to John Goodman. 100%.
Yes.
Well, having seen Cloverfield, now I really want to see this because I want to see how that end ties into Cloverfield.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, let's jump into Daredevil. Daredevil season two.
Oh, Daredevil.
Just came out on Friday. Of course, it's a Netflix series. It's a sequel to the Marvel series that came out last year. The big emphasis on this year is The Punisher.
Yes.
And The Punisher is played by the guy who played Shane in The Walking Dead.
John Bernthal.
There we go. And we watched the first two episodes. And Jason, you want to talk about it?
Oh, wow. It's just, I mean, they don't really introduce The Punisher till almost the very end when you see these different mobs just getting shot to pieces, you know, and they're thinking, oh, there's another rival gang. And then it isn't until the, I believe it's the end of the first one when they find the cartel guys all meat hooked in the place. And well, they ask, Daredevil finds them and who does this, you know, and they're like, it's not them, it's him, it's one guy. And then that's when we finally see the Punisher when he's looking for that one Irish guy that got away in the hospital and just starts blasting the shotgun everywhere.
And this is all the first episode.
Yeah, this is just the first episode of the first season. And once you get into the second episode, it's like, wow, you see more of this Punisher.
Does he look like the traditional Punisher? Or?
Not yet.
No, he doesn't have the skull, but he's like with all black, you know, and he's got the shotgun and the sniper rifle, and okay. he's the badass. Like, he goes into a pawn shop in one scene, and he's buying, like, a police scanner off the guy, and the guy's like, he's like, throws $200 more at him, like, give me the videotape for your surveillance camera, too, and the shotgun you have under your counter. So the guy does that, and as he's walking away, the guy's like, oh, well, I got some bondage videos and stuff. I got 12-year-olds. And then once he says 12-year-olds, the Punisher just stops, turns the store sign to close, shuts the door. And you just see him go at this guy with the baseball bat. And I was like, yeah, it was just awesome, you know.
It's very much
it actually does kind of sound kind of good.
Oh, watch it, yeah.
It doesn't sound like I would have thought.
No, it is just, wow.
I think a lot of people would think when you think Daredevil, you know, kind of campy, cheesy superhero. I would say start with season one and watch it. It's anything but campy and cheesy. It's very gritty, very dark. And what we saw so far, season two is following that. Very gruesome, very rated R. This is a hard rated R.
See, I wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah, this is absolutely a hard R. And of course, they're going to have Elektra in there. Elektra is the assassin from the Daredevil comics. Yeah. So we're going to have a lot more
going
on.
It won't be Jennifer Garner.
Yes.
Thank God. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so, that's what I think of when I think, you know what I mean?
No, this is completely.
You think Ben Affleck and you think Jennifer Garner.
Well, Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin is just wow, you know, like.
Oh, he's an amazing actor.
He plays Kingpin?
Yes.
That whole first season.
Another one of those underrated actors, I think.
Yeah. He's getting better.
Just binge watch season one and then jump into season two. Wow.
Very, very much worth it. And tomorrow I plan to mow through quite a few more of those episodes because it's Daredevil. It's going to be great. You know, Marvel has not let me down when it comes to their new TV series. You know, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and now season two.
So this is a Netflix series.
Yes. All 13 episodes were released on Friday. So you could watch season one and two. Knock it all out. Very well.
Well worth it. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, check out Daredevil. It's on Netflix. I want to throw it back to Jason because he has something to tell us about Force Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that Jason.
Yeah, I was looking. I was like, I hope it's that one because I don't think I have anything to say. I guess they're going to do the Rogue One movie that's coming out, if you know about that or not.
I heard something about
the Star Wars story, yeah, December. So they're going to do another Force. They're calling it the second annual Force Friday event because they had one last year. So I guess it's a thing now with Star Wars movies coming out every single year. So, but this year it's going to be, they said they're going to run a preliminary run on September 30th of this year. And they're going to release, they're talking about 8 Black Series figures. What's going on back there?
8 Black Series figures for Rogue One.
Yeah.
And we've seen the group picture.
Yeah, there's the
Just ignore the background noise.
Yeah, I think it was a cat or something.
And we heard Darth Vader is supposed to be in this.
Supposed to play a really big dark role in it, too.
So this will be, it'll be exciting to see what those figures are. I mean, Force Friday was a pretty fun thing to do last year. So
just thinking about Darth Vader playing a significant role in another Star Wars movie is kind of crazy.
Will it be James Earl Jones?
It has to be. If they don't, then they need to get the guy that does the voice for Verizon because he sounds really good, too.
Verizon.
I'm just kidding. That is James Earl Jones.
Yes, James Earl Jones. So, this is CNN.
But anyways, it looks like I'm kind of, they're going to do a sneak preview of some items a couple weeks before Force Friday actually hits on September 30th. Yeah. And then they're going to release eight Black Series figures, Stormtrooper helmet voice changer. Adrian's snotting all over herself.
Quit being so snotty.
I'm fine.
We can tell.
Two people in this room are definitely not fine.
Who's Adrian?
So thank you, Jason, for the news on.
So anyways, Friday. And we haven't even gotten a trailer for this movie yet. Not a.
Right, and it's already building strange. The hype. All we've got is that.
I'm thinking Star Wars Celebration.
Well, I think maybe Comic-Con will get like a Comic-Con exclusive. Like, you know, they did the Stormtrooper last year.
Well, they did the Star Wars Celebration, got that Episode 7 trailer last year that everyone was freaking out about when it came out.
Yeah.
The first one.
And actually, Hasbro has already announced that their exclusive figure for Comic-Con will be a Rogue One figure.
Oh, really?
But they haven't said who. They just said
we don't even really know about a lot about the characters in that movie anyways.
We don't know. All I know is that picture.
Right, and if you look at it, you're like, pictures. I don't know who any of them are.
I know Forrest Whitaker's in it.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker's in it, which is weird, but...
Ghost Dog.
Sweats a
Ghost
lot.
Ghost Dog.
Sweats a lot.
But other than that, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, you know what the basis of the story is. Right?
Exactly. Rogue One, X-Wings.
No.
So we're excited for that. We're excited. We'll get more news about Force Friday, Rogue One. We'll be posting it up on PastramiNation.com.
And the crappy pushback of Episode 8 all the way back to December.
Those to jerks. Add in vital scenes with the characters that I guess were fan favorites. So my guess is like Poe Dameron.
They're going to give us that Neenum scene that we've been waiting for.
Where he meets Admiral Akbar.
A trap.
Didn't the original Neenum die?
Yeah, he did.
Just a few months ago?
Yeah.
How
yeah,
sad.
He did.
Very sad. Yeah.
One of the other guys from the original trilogy died too just recently.
The Red Leader.
Yeah, Red Leader. So
I thought he was dead, but then again, that was the movie where he died.
Well, no, now he's Dead Leader. So
let's go ahead and end it with Dead Leader then. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so hashtag Dead anyways, it's Mark Hamill that tweet the other day too.
Oh.
About Finn being sensational.
Mm-hmm. Very much a very troll type of tweet out there. He's igniting the fandom, and why not, you know, keep them on their toes.
Yes. So
all right, well guys, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank everybody for listening to us. Signing off, I am Nolan.
Jason
Jason
and Dim Sum Hottie.
Don't forget to check out pastramination.com.